Hello and welcome to the ZimBlog podcast. We're here at the 2005 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show. And with me to talk about some of the things that are going on, especially some big news, is Monty Reese. He is CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Monty, I understand that the word sizzling is used to describe beef demand in the United States. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, Chuck, it's been some of the best news in the beef industry is that beef demand continues to increase. And in fact, the beef demand index that a group of economists created at our request a few years ago, and Dr. Wayne Purcell of Virginia Tech calculates that for us on a quarterly basis. We have his preliminary numbers for the year of 2004 compared to the year of 2003, and it's almost an 8% year-to-year increase, about 7.75%. That's the largest year-to-year increase in beef demand since we've been keeping track of this beef demand index. That's huge. Now, if you look at this year, and it's been a challenging one for the cattle industry, we have record domestic beef supplies when you add beef and pork and poultry. We have the huge trade deficit on beef. This year, when we're shut out of so many export markets, still importing beef, CattleFacts says we're importing 3.1 billion pounds more beef into this country than we're exporting. Now, with that kind of pressure on the supply side, thank goodness we have a good development on the demand side, and that's what's kept cattle prices as high as they are. CattleFacts tells us if it hadn't been for the beef demand increase we've seen in the last 5 years, we would probably be looking at cattle prices that averaged last year in the mid-60s rather than the mid-80s for fed cattle. So that's huge for producers. It's $200 a head in the pockets of producers that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
Now, we've got a lot of cattle producers here. I don't know the exact numbers, and we'll try to find that out, but from all over the country. Most that I've seen are walking around with some smiles on their faces, and I don't think it's just because it's probably a little warmer here than other parts of the country. So demand is good. I think I've read also that cattle numbers are possibly going to, we're going to see some increase in that as herds are built back up. Can you maybe comment how this whole demand cycle is really playing into this?
Yeah, it's as CattleFacts indicated in their Outlook seminar this afternoon, it looks like we're into that cycle where we're starting to rebuild herds, and we'll be increasing numbers, but they're predicting that demand will stay strong over the next couple of years. We may not enjoy the price levels where they are today, but they'll still be so much stronger than they would have otherwise. And you're right about the mood being good, and I'm told we may have as many as 6,000 cattlemen attend this meeting over the course of the next few days. And you're right, most of them are feeling pretty good. But, boy, they keep me in my place. They want to know what's that checkoff done for me lately. And with just a little weakness in the market over a few days, folks kind of get used to prices at these levels. And we don't want to back up to where they were just a few years ago.
How? Maybe just make a little comment, if you can, about how the Beef Board is interacting with cattle producers here at this meeting.
Well, we start out with a survey of cattle producers, telling them what we are trying to concentrate on with the Beef Checkoff program, and ask them to validate, are those the right priorities or not? We have that information that we'll share with committee members that look at each of the various program areas that we fund with a checkoff. They'll set priorities, and from that we will develop our budget for the next fiscal year. And right now, the buzzword that seems to be on everybody's mind is we can't forget the youth market. Those tweens in the early teenage years, 10 to 14 or so, they're being bombarded with anti-meat messages from some of those groups that are anti-animal agriculture. We've got to counter that in order to make sure we retain that market in the future. And let's face it, in a lot of households, they're making the meal decisions today because what the kids eat is what mom buys.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Monty Reese, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And we're here at the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.